Hey y'all, and welcome back to Life's a Vibe Unfiltered with yours truly, moi, Emily, as your host. Let me just get situated here. It's been a while, you guys. I know. It's been a while. I'm just finishing up steeping some of my tea. Today it is blueberry slim tea and then the traditional medicines, that brand. And this is called Move, I believe. So it's supposed to help with my digestive system. Anyways, I'm just letting that steep for a little bit and I'm going to go ahead and well, that's finishing up before I dive into everything I want to talk about. I just want to see how everyone's doing. Like I said, it's been a while. I'm fully aware of that. Life is crazy. And you know, honestly, I've been kind of like going through ups and downs with my mood and just situations in life. So I took a hiatus for a little bit. I do have things that are recorded though, so that's kind of fun. Kind of like I did with the first season, I kind of recorded quite a bit of stuff and then put it out there when I wanted to. So I might be doing that with some of the things that I recorded and just didn't publish yet. So stay tuned. Hopefully y'all are like enjoying spring-ish. I'm in the Midwest, so it's crazy here. Snow one day. Honestly, snow like in the morning and beautiful 50, 60 degrees, sunny in the afternoons. Welcome to the Midwest life. But hopefully you guys are enjoying some of the sunshine. I'm so ready for summer though. So ready for the consistent warm and good UV rays, right? That's always exciting. Okay, so let me take a sip of this and then I'm going to just dive right in because I've had y'all waiting for long enough now. Okay, it's pretty good. I've never had that smooth or that Move one. Tastes pretty good mixed with the blueberry slim tea. So anyways, I'm so happy to be back, you guys. Today, I'm just going to dive into the beautiful mess that's life. So I'm going to be talking about embracing the chaos because spoiler alert, you guys, it's messy. Life's unpredictable, or it's definitely more like a Lifetime movie and less like a Hallmark movie. So let's just get into it because there's a lot of things that I kind of want to cover and really share some of the things that I do to get through the chaos when it arises. So let's just get to it. Why should we be talking about how to, why we need to embrace chaos? Because y'all, we all freaking have it. We all have chaos in our lives. Some people handle it better than others, but we need to be embracing that chaos when it does happen, regardless if you deal with it well or not, because I believe that is what the secret ingredient is to growth, to be honest with you. Without chaos, we'd be super boring. Now, let me just say this. I'm not one who thrives in chaos, okay? I definitely don't. However, when I'm put in a situation that's chaotic or my life is just chaotic at the time, I find I've come out of that feeling way stronger. I thought I was for real losing my mind and I'm not. I wasn't. Or maybe I did for a moment, but I didn't longevity-wise. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that moment where you feel like you have things figured out in life and then that bomb just comes. Or life just happens, you know, an emergency, a car situation, personal things, you know, relationships, kids, family members, friendships. It's just jobs, you know, like it's just nuts. So my life has been chaotic lately and I'm here to share it with you. Just kind of how I got through it and different things that I did to keep my sanity. Some of these are also going to be what I wish I would have done and I'll definitely identify. So this first one is actually something that I wish I would have done and I want to like learn how to do better. Is finding the humor in chaos. I really do think that laughter is your best friend. Hang out with your friends, like my best friend, I laugh all the time. There's not too many people who make me laugh, but he definitely does. So finding the humor in the chaos is your key to growth without having to go through the icky steps your whole way there, right? So you're laughing, you're kind of making light of it. Great example. Great example. I have for you. So this actually just happened. So I was putting in a water filter underneath my sink and I was connecting the little hoses and stuff like that. I thought I was doing a pretty damn good job. The water was off, of course. And I go to, well, I connected the tubes. Then I went to go turn on the water. Let me tell you, a freaking mess, y'all. Like a mess. It was with the pressure of the water. It was like all over the place underneath the sink. It was a hot mess. So in the past, I would have probably been like saying a lot of five-letter words, like, oh, what the fuck? Like, oh, that just pissed me off, you know, that kind of thing. This time, I kind of chuckled. And it was like that moment where my flusteredness didn't come to light, and it was very calming. My son, he wasn't concerned, you know, where like if mama starts cussing, he kind of knows just like, get out the way. He definitely still kept his space though. Let me just tell you, he kept his space until I was like, damn, well, that really sucks. And then I kind of chuckled. And then that's what I'm saying. Like that humor in chaos will provide you more sanity, but also really the people around you. Like the people around you, if you can laugh at something versus snapping, they're going to be much more comfortable. Now, I am not saying that this is easy and that I think it's easy because I don't. I still struggle with it. Like I said in the beginning of this topic, it's something that I want to be able to do more and have a better understanding on really the people it affects when I'm like snapping, if you will. The tip number two, don't take yourself too seriously. So this kind of goes in with like, laugh about it, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like you mess up, like whatever. It's not the end of the world. Don't take yourself too seriously. Life is full of unexpected things. And I promise you, they are going to forever happen. Like I was so much the type of person where everything was planned. I didn't have new things coming in and out of my life because I liked to have control and I liked to know what to expect next. Y'all, that can lead for a very secure feeling in life, but I'm telling you, you're not going to be learning or experiencing as much. And I think that that's a lot of what life is about. So me taking that uncomfortable step and like putting myself in situations where life isn't so simple creates that unexpectedness, right? And when I'm in those situations, sometimes it's too much. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes it's too much and I'm like, man, I'm just not feeling it. I can't shake this like overwhelming feeling. But there is a lot of times that I've experienced recently where it's less stressful. It's less anxiety ridden. And I'm finding very slowly, but I am finding that like talking about going to public events or like going places, it's a little bit easier. A little bit, which is freaking growth, y'all. Like that is growth. I'm becoming more resilient to big groups and a lot of movement around me. Again, I want to tell you, 1% is a win. And one of the things that I stressed in season one, if you have not listened to it, I would really suggest you go listen to my season one. But growth is everything. So being able to do that and be less stressed and work through those moments where I'm like, damn, like this is a lot of people. I now, for example, will go to Dave and Buster's and I would never do that in the past because there's just too much movement and too many people around. So it's really like a freaking workout for your soul, y'all. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, when I say your soul, because I think your soul is like everything, like mental, emotional, like physical, all that encompasses your soul. So it's a freaking workout for me, but I like to work out. So I'm just trying to better myself. You know, at the end of the day, that's all I'm really trying to do and not have, be able to live in those or being able to have those experiences and push myself is growth. And I want to constantly be growing and bettering myself, but I'm not going to push myself to that limit also where I'm just not I'm not having it. So I am in tune with myself enough, and I surround myself with very respectful people as I am, that if I say like, yo, like I'm ready to go, is that cool if we go? Absolutely. Like that's what the response is, you know, and mine would be the same exact things. That would be my tip number two. Is to not take yourself too seriously. I kind of know that I went on a tangent there, but I think embracing change and chaos and life's unexpectedness is definitely a huge motivation and a huge way that you can grow yourself. So what I kind of came up with for myself, but I want to share with you guys too, is how we can like have a like what to do, right? Like if you feel chaos around you and you're like, oh shit, like I'm about to snap, what do you do? So I want to call this like the chaos survival kit. Well, picture this, like you have kids. Oh, that was probably really loud. You have kids, they're running around the damn house, friends over, middle of summer, don't take their shoes off, kind of, it's chaotic, okay? So let's picture that. Oh my gosh, I need to drink a tea just thinking about that. Okay, so chaos is all around you. You can have something, this kit, anywhere. Put it in your purse, put it in your car, in the glove box, in your gym bag, in your backpack, in a cupboard. Put it wherever you need it or make multiple. So what this little kit, it's like good stuff. So think what makes you happy when life gets out of control, right? Do you like a piece of chocolate? Do you like trolley sour gummies like myself? Do you like salt and vinegar chips? Do you like a stress ball? Do you want to listen to some music? Does that help you, you know, change your mental frame? So think of that. I want you to create a little, or even like a journal, you could do that, or just like a little pad of paper and like sketch if people like to sketch or write at all. It doesn't have to be anything major, but that will definitely help you. But that will definitely help you in your transition to embracing the chaos, okay? Because you do need to take care of yourself as first and foremost, for sure. Okay, my last tip is reaching out for support, you guys. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to get emotional, but this is probably the game changer to me, is reaching out for support. I was in my own head thinking that I can get myself out of this. I don't really need to talk about it. I was creating more of like a sheltered life because I wasn't pushing myself to go out and do things in places that I wasn't comfortable with, right? So lots of movement around me, kids running, screaming, like that is just like too much. Grocery stores, malls on the weekend, like, oh my gosh. And y'all, I'm getting better. Like I said, I went to Dave & Buster's on a weekend. Like what? That's pretty major. So what I would say is reaching out for help or support, telling the people around you that you go and do things with, like, hey, you know, like I really want to go out, but I'm not quite sure how long I'll last. Being open and vulnerable and really honest with your people is going to give them the ability to support you. So like I gave my example, you know, if it's just too much at one point, my people that I choose to surround myself with would be like, all right, let's go. Like, that's not that serious, you know? And I would be the same way. So reach out for support, family, friends, a coworker that you get along with. Don't be afraid to ask. Honestly, I know that it can be awkward, or just sharing. It's not so much asking for help, but just sharing like, hey, I'm trying to work on myself. Or can you just be there, you know? And I want to reassure you guys, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of wisdom, okay? It's a sign of strength and growth and being able to identify with what you need support with is everything. We can't do this shit on our own. Life is freaking hard, y'all. Like, this whole episode is about chaos in life and the hard times. So please, please, please reach out for help. Feel free to reach out for me. I definitely have, you know, a couple of tips and tricks that might be helpful to you as a person, you know, depending on what type of chaos you're in or that you experience, really. So I guess let's just wrap this up. Let's wrap this up. Life is a freaking mess. but it's a glorious mess, okay? It's a beautiful mess. Embrace the chaos. Be able to laugh at your situation, okay? Don't take yourself too seriously. Make sure y'all have that survival kit, you know, because that comes in handy. Reach out for support, for guidance, for help. Honestly, if you feel like you need more than just support, you need, okay, how do I go about doing this? What is the mindset that I need to have? Because that's very important. Again, check out season one. I have or a lot of my episodes on there honestly relate to mindset. So it would behoove you to go and listen. And also, going back to season one again, boundaries, make those boundaries. But applying that to chaos, you can make your own rules. You make your own rules, you create those boundaries, and respectfully communicate that to other people who you share your everyday life with. But we need to remember that creating those boundaries and communicating them, because if we're not communicating them with the people that we share our lives with, that's doing them a disservice. And that can lead to, you know, more fucking chaos. And it's like, nobody wants that. So please, please, please create yourself some boundaries. Embrace the chaos. The more that you can think, the heavier things in your brain or in life are actually light and not that big of a deal and not the end of the world. You're going to have a weight lifted off of your shoulders completely. I mean, honestly, it's just like, huh, okay, well, it's really fucking not that serious, and keep it moving because we got stuff to do, right? So you got this. Reach out if you need help. Guidance, support. If you want to share your story, I would love to have you as a guest on here. And we can definitely figure that out. It would be fun. And just share stories and share life's shit and life's beauty, you know, together. So thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry it was so long, but you know, chaos and life and mental health and all that kind of stuff sometimes come first. So maybe some of the things that I had recorded during that time I'll put out. But nonetheless, I'm going to be here when I'm here. Thank you all for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe, check me out on Instagram, all that kind of stuff. And let me know how you're embracing chaos, okay? So until next time, y'all, let's keep it real. Keep it messy and keep it unfiltered, okay? Till next time.